JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we celebrate World Wetlands Day with the students of Harbourview and Port Royal Primary Schools. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Wetlands for a sustainable urban future was the focus of this year's World Wetlands Day, celebrated on February 2. Hundreds of students and their teachers visited wetlands along our coasts to learn about the value of the environmental features and the efforts being undertaken to protect them. Wetlands are areas like swamps, marshes, and harbors where water covers the surface of the ground. We visited the University of the West Indies Port Royal Marine Lab, where just over 60 students and teachers got the chance to tour the mangroves along the Kingston Harbour and visit Refuge Key, home to various species of birds.
So this is supposed to show you why the mangroves are important, how they're supposed to look, some of the different animals. So we're seeing the sponges, we're seeing the oysters, we see some baby fish in this area, we see crabs, and then we're going to go and look at some birds now, all right?
When the students arrived at Refuge Key, they examined the beautiful birds perched on the mangrove branches. However, there were other items which attracted their attention.
What do you see on the key? Styrofoam, plastic bottles, tires. Where is that garbage coming from?
Land.
We have 23 gullies that's empty into the Kingston Harbour. So basically all the gullies in town empty into the harbour. The water washes the garbage out of the gullies and it ends up in the harbour, and the waves take the garbage over here.
Tyreek Burnett, a grade 6 student from Harbourview Primary, was so impacted, he decided to take on the role of an environment warden when he returns to school.
Tell them that when they throw the garbage on the floor, to tell them to take it up. Or if they don't, just tell the teacher I take it up myself.
The tour was organized by the Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited in partnership with the UWE Port Royal Marine Lab as part of a wider campaign to preserve and restore the mangrove forests around the Palisades area. The integration of science and technology into all aspects of national development and the creation of knowledge hubs and centers of excellence are all part of Vision 2030 Jamaica. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn about the country's tech future.
The Lord God is with us, yeah.
It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Patrick George Anthony Barrett, born in 1962, is a reggae legend known for his extensive work spanning several decades. He has recorded popular songs such as Fresh Vegetable and If Ja. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development. The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Tony Rebel.
So what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars now.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.